What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Minorities Podcast. It's your host, Dennis Mayfield, let's quick skip. As you know me as, everything else. Another episode. Me and Justin should be coming together to make episodes soon. Summer coming up, so obviously we don't do a lot with that. But this one here is going to be a more personal episode, just from my side at least. Topic of this episode is transparency. Transparency, yep. And as that is a topic here on a more serious note, today's episode sponsor is, it's not an official sponsor, but if they would like to sponsor us, you know, Dove Soap. Some of y'all not being transparent enough to let people know that y'all not washing y'all ass. Walk around in the cold, musty and shit. That's terrible. But anyway, back into a more serious note. Transparency to you is an important thing to have. You know, because as humans, we do need a lot of reassurance. We do have the freedom to seek, receive, and impart information. And that's very integral to our expression. Transparency is something, while not required, it is appreciated because people will know your true intentions, your feelings, things like that. Well, my transparency journey that I've begun through while in college, really growing up a lot in college, just for the point of something that's very not talked about, and that's mental health. And the people that are close to me, you know, they've heard it all, but this is, so it's like really nothing new. But we're gonna rewind it back to about 2014. Yeah, just that would have been my seventh grade year, I think. Yeah, seventh grade. Come home for football practice. Of course, happy as hell because it's football practice. Like, you know, you feel me? Like, who else? Like, what worries would you have in seventh grade football? You ain't got no worries in seventh grade football. Because it's seventh grade football. But go home. Hey, mom, I got the worry look on her face. She's like, got something to tell you. This is my brother came from school. She's like, I got something to tell you. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. You know, I'm thinking that it's nothing really, nothing of it. So she sits both of us down and tells us that our father passed. And in that moment, it's like whole world just went to slow motion, came crashing down. And what really got me is the reaction. Went into my room and like cried for like the whole night, cried. Crying hard. This is like the last time I really remember crying. Like, it got so bad that mama had to come in and hold me because I was crying so hard. And saying all that, it's like, for the people that really knew me in middle school, like, they know he has the happy guy, I was cracking jokes, stuff like that. I'll still be doing that after that happened, but it would be more of me trying to hide the pain that I was in. And I didn't really know what it was until I really got to high school. Yeah, because in high school I started giving myself more education about it, doing more about it. Most definitely realizing what depression actually was. So I would say my depression started like after my dad passed, and I really didn't cope with it well. I'm still working on accepting that he's gone, considering how long it's been. And to high school it really got to the point where it was like I really didn't want to be here. And did I have the thoughts? Yeah. Did I try to carry out the actions? Yeah. I had multiple suicide attempts. It's like, I'm not afraid to say that. That's what being transparent is all about, not being afraid to say what's on your, to say what you need to say to get off your chest, holding on to that pain. And holding on to that pain wasn't doing enough for me. And I realized I wanted to get to college. And this is where the first part of what my transparency journey was. It's like accepting that there was nothing you could do to change the situation that happened. Because thinking about my dad is he died from Parkinson's, and that's like, there's many different forms of Parkinson's take, but this particular thing is like stopped him from talking, and like, the brain wasn't working right. And it got so bad to the point where he didn't even remember who me and my little brother was. That's how bad it had got. And that shit hurt like hell. Because it's like you stand in front of the first person you just see your whole life, he don't even remember who you is. And it's not like he doesn't remember by choice. He doesn't remember by choice. It's, he can't help it, that's out of his control. But the thing that really got me to thinking like that was the last day that I saw him was the Friday before he passed. And we had just went out, went on, some air and stuff like that. And we was bringing him back, and I was trying to get him out the car. He was like holding himself in place, looking at me, just shaking his head because he didn't want to go back in. And when I think about stuff like that, it really makes me be like, man, like, didn't even want to go back in there. And I feel like that's one of the only moments that he knew who I was. And that still burns me to this day. And saying I had to accept that there was nothing more I could do about that. And that there was really like anything I couldn't buy. I can't stop. I can't stop the plan from the man upstairs. So after high school, like I said, high school, the biggest thing that saved my life in high school was like sports for real. Like sports for real. That really saved my life. That was my escape for real. Because once the sports stuff ended, it was like, damn, now I gotta go back into the real world, all the chaos stuff that I don't want to see. And I guess I did my best to prepare for it, at least try. And that's when I really realized about people that was really in my circle for them. But the people that listen to me or checked up on me, fucks with you. I love y'all to the death. But the other people, seeing the pain on my face, seeing that I was dying on the inside, but all y'all worried about was who I was fucking with. I don't fuck with y'all. For real. And I know who he is, so don't go asking my any of my friends, did you talk about me? Is that like, and just know I know who he is. And yeah, that's all I gotta say about it. It's up with me. It's up with me. That's all I gotta say about that. But in all seriousness, back to it. When I got to college, college really teaches you about that. College really teaches you about their survival instinct. And this is where another thing in transparency goes. You don't always have to be, you're not always on your own. You be transparent with the people that you love. You know, girlfriend, boyfriend, family members. I confided in my girlfriend a lot. I confided in her a lot. I love her to the death for that. I confided in her a lot. She didn't judge me. Family didn't judge me. You know, get people, surround yourself with people that love you no matter what. And my biggest thing that I would say is don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Don't be afraid to let people know that you're sad. Like, it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be sad. Like, it's totally fine. That's why you surround yourself with people who won't judge you for knowing how to express your feelings, things like that. Because that's so important. As evolving as a human, that's a big thing that I learned to do, was how to properly express my feelings instead of just running away from them and trying to avoid them. Actually using words to express how you feel so that people actually, you know, can get a better sense of what bothers you. Because in college, you know, college is like you're in a small town. If you don't got those support systems, if you don't have a support system like that, you need to go out, find people that you really vibe with so you can have this so you don't feel alone. Because the worst thing when you have that on your head is you feeling alone. Another thing is, you know, if you do have those suicidal thoughts like I did, and I ain't going to tell you the number of times I've attempted it, because it's like, it's a huge number. It's a big number. But, so you got to find the things to take your mind off that, you know. So, like, working out is a big one. You know, reading a book, you know, reading them. Like, I know a lot of y'all like it, but reading a book really does take you a long way. At least find something that tries to interest you. You know, anything that you can do to take your mind off of it, take your mind off it. Talk to somebody. Talk. Biggest thing is talk. Never be afraid to talk to somebody. Never be afraid to make new friends, because you don't know if they've gone through that same thing that you've gone through. And that they can easily help you. No, not easily help you, because nothing about this journey is easy. They at least let you know that it's okay to have those feelings. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be open. Yeah, it's all right for you to talk about that, you know, without having to feel like that. They're going to look at you any differently. They're going to treat you any differently. Because, you know, we're not all perfect. Nobody on this planet is perfect. And if they say that they're perfect, they lying to you. And worse, they lying to themselves. And there's absolutely nothing worse than that. Somebody lying to themselves. I did a lot of that, telling myself that I was okay. And then I wasn't. And I wouldn't talk to people. But really, it's okay to cry too. It's okay to cry. It's okay to let your emotions out any way that you can. But don't do it to her because on the negative light. Don't use your sadness to treat people any type of way, to be shitty people. And I won't lie, I'm guilty of that. And I'm currently working on rebuilding those relationships that were broken because of how I chose to let out my feelings. There's no excuse for it. You just gotta own up to it, put your head down, and make shit right. That's a part of growing up. I think that's where a lot of y'all get messed up at. Because that sadness just gives y'all the option to be shitty people. when it's not right either way. It's not right regardless. Another big thing in a transparency journey is making sure that you're going to be the best version, the very best version of yourself that you want to be, so that you don't carry nothing but positivity with you. So there's something that's always needed to be improved on. Like I said, we're not perfect. No human on earth is perfect. There's always something that needs practice, that needs tweaking, that needs just a little bit of, just put a little bit of work on it. And I struggle with doing that as well. I'm getting better at that. Another big thing about transparency, especially with stuff like depression, it's like, depression is like you're drowning, but you're watching, you're drowning and sinking, but you're watching everybody else being able to breathe. And you're fighting so hard to breathe, and it's like, it's just not happening, it's just not working. That's how deep I was in high school. It was like, I'm breathing, yeah, but am I really breathing for real? Like, all the funny stuff, skits and videos that I did, you know, of course they was funny. I did them because they was funny. At least I thought they was funny. You didn't think they was funny, then that's on you. But most of that stuff was to keep me from crying, for real. Like, I get home from practices, school, games. So if we'd be playing at home, I'd be in the parking lot crying my eyes off for like 30 minutes. Because I'm like, damn, I got to get back to the real world. I got to face all this shit again. And yeah, that's hard. That's hard. I did a lot of those videos, all that funny shit to keep from crying. Because that's like the best way I knew how. The best way I knew how. But like I said, that also goes to, you got to talk to people when something is bothering you. Don't hold it in. Because if you hold it in, it just boils up to the point where something little happens. And you'll blow up to the point, you'll blow up to the point where you just not gonna take it anymore. I.e. the Will Smith situation. Like, I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with protecting your wife or anything like that. But that's not the reason that he went up there and smacked Chris Rock. He'd been the butt of the joke for like 3 years. And that was it. That was it. So everybody got their, everybody has their breaking point. And what happens at the breaking point is not always the reason why they do something. It's stuff that's building up. You don't speak on stuff. You let it build up. And it just burst out and you were not able to control it because you've been holding it in. And you can't do that. You can't hold it in. You need to talk to people. You need to let all that off your chest. So I said, I confided in my girlfriend, my mother, my friends. I like close friends. For real. Find that support system that you have. I got a great support system. I love them all to death. Find that support system. For real. Because that support system is the greatest thing in the world. Because they really care about you. They want to see the best for you. They want you to be happy. You know, when you're happy, they're happy. Everybody's happy. It's a beautiful thing. But I would say the biggest thing in my transparency journey, my biggest thing is, you know, not being swallowing my pride, actually acknowledging that I need help. acknowledging that I needed help, doing steps to get me on that path towards me becoming a better person, a better man, a better friend, brother, son, spouse, significant other. Acknowledging that it's okay to be vulnerable. You don't gotta be, don't gotta act hard all the time if you don't have to. You don't gotta build that wall. Don't build the walls up so high, as hard that nobody can knock it down. Because that's when you start feeling nobody care about it. And that's where I was. I built up a wall. A wall that didn't even need to be built. Now, I say all this to say, am I fully out of the, am I fully complete on my journey? Not even close. I'm not even close to finish with my journey to becoming the best self that I can be. I'm not even close to that. But what I can say is that I'm working, and I won't stop working until I become the best version of myself that I can be. I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping that. It's not stopping. That doesn't stop. The work never stops. That's the most important thing. The work never stops. So to anybody who's dealing with things like depression or anything like that, talk to people, talk to your friends, talk to your family. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel feelings. It's okay to be vulnerable. Most importantly, it's okay. Get out what you need to get out. But don't let that fall into any other aspect of your life. Work on it. Work on the stuff to get better. Work on that stuff to be the best version of you that you can be. Really work on that. Because that process, who knows how long it takes. But just know that we're all on borrowed time. We don't know when it's our time to go. We don't know when it's our time to go. But I would say that most of the time, you don't want to leave with no bad memories of yourself, because you don't. You want a lot of people to remember you for positive things, because when it comes time for life to be over, it's over. You can't take nothing with you. Nothing goes with you. But those good memories can for the people you leave behind. And that's why I would say don't let those feelings that you have poison anything else in your life, because life is short. Life is too short to be poisoned by bad moments. Never have bad days, just have bad moments. So like I said, just keep working on it. It'll be fine. It'll be okay. It doesn't matter how long, how short. Just stay with the process. Take care of your people. Take care of your mental. We all gonna get through it. You know it's hard. But we all gonna get through it. And like I said, with that, it's gonna be more stuff like this in the summer. We just conflict schedules. But like I said, we'll have more stuff during the summer, stuff like that. So like I said, this has been a good little episode. Like I said, be transparent with people. Enjoy talking about it with y'all. And can't wait what the future holds for us. Good vibes, good vibrations, good energy.